This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of July 14th, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.
The open U.S. Senate race in Tennessee just got interesting. Former Governor Bill Haslam decided he will not run, opening the door for other Republicans who may have been holding back. And the very next day, President Donald Trump tweeted that U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Tennessee's Bill Hagerty, is getting into the race. WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez Beltran has been following this and looking into the multiple factors influencing potential candidates. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
Okay, so former Governor Bill Haslam decided not to run to replace his friend and fellow Republican Senator Lamar Alexander, who's retiring. What reasons did Haslam give for not running?
A lot of people were waiting for Haslam to make a decision. He publicly said, as he was leaving office earlier this year, that he was contemplating a potential bid. But after much consideration, he says he is not vying for the seat. In a statement, Haslam said that although serving in the U.S. Senate would be a privilege, it was not his calling at this point. He did say in his letter, Jason, that there was no question that this is an important time in the nation's history. And he might be referring to the current political climate around President Donald Trump. You might recall that in 2016, Haslam openly said he was not going to vote for Trump. And as a governor, he disagreed with the president too. And that's something that I bet candidates are considering as well, the Trump effect in the state and in this race.
Well, we saw that last year with the Senate race between Republican Marsha Blackburn, who won, and Democrat Phil Bredesen. Blackburn nationalized the race and was strongly backed by the president.
And it worked out for her. I mean, President Trump publicly endorsed Blackburn in 2018, and he has already endorsed someone for the 2020 race, and that's Ambassador to Japan Bill Hagerty. Trump's endorsement automatically positions Hagerty as the front runner in this race. Meanwhile, Clarksville Congressman Mark Green, who is also a Trump ally, decided not to run.
Well, there's another Republican besides Hagerty who's already been in the race for a little while. That's Vanderbilt surgeon Manny Sethi. He has no previous government experience, but is already leaning into that and trying to position himself as an outsider.
Right, and that's the other point we should not miss here. I mean, yes, having the support of the president will help a lot, but let's not forget that Governor Bill Lee is an outsider as well, and that last year he faced people who have been in politics for years and still managed to win. And of course, the president did the same thing. WPLN talked to Manny Sethi after Haslam's announcement. He says that while he hasn't been campaigning much, he has traveled across the state as part of the organization he runs called Healthy Tennessee.
Really more intensely in this kind of, I guess, this new political life over the last 6 months to really test out if this would make sense. And the thing I kept finding again and again and again is that people are really ready for something different.
So Sethi is betting on that perspective as someone who has not been involved in politics. He thinks that could help him win. Now, we should expect other Republicans to throw their names in the hat in the next weeks and months, so we should also expect a primary. In terms of the Democrats, Nashville attorney James Mackler is so far the only one running.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.